Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. In this Bible school, we're studying old Sunday school lessons. In fact, today, we're going to be looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday of April the 15th, 1923. It was written by a great preacher of that day by the name of E. A. Elam. And it's a survey of Joseph's life. The title of the lesson is Joseph, the Preserver of His People. And I invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn it to the book of Genesis. Find Genesis chapter 45. And in just a few moments, we're going to read Genesis 45 verses 3 through 15. This is the Warren County Radio Bible School. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Bible school. And I want to remind you, while you're turning to Genesis chapter 45, that this radio Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Now let's get into this study and see what we can learn from Joseph, the preserver of his people. And I want to read to you this portion of his life, and this is the part of this study we're going to go into in the most detail as we proceed in the study. We've got a lot of ground to cover, but we'll go into this in more detail toward the end of it. But let me set it before you at this time so it can kind of be on our minds and we can be thinking about it. This is Genesis 45, verses 3 through 15. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. The text says, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. And now be not grieved nor angry within yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did not send me before you, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. So now, it was not you that sent me thither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, go up to my father, and say to him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for there are yet 5 years of famine, lest thou come to poverty, thou and thy household, and all that thou hast. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin that is in thy mouth that speaketh to you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that ye hath seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck, and they wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him." We'll be going into more detail on that text, as I said, toward the conclusion of this study. But there is a devotional reading that is associated with study I would like to read to you now. It is the 20th Psalm. And the 20th Psalm has this inscription: for the chief musician, a psalm of David. Let me read that to you. The 20th Psalm. Jehovah answered thee in the day of trouble, and the name of the God of Jacob set thee up on high. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thine offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee thy heart's desire, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will triumph in thy salvation, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. Jehovah, fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that Jehovah saveth his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will make mention of the name of Jehovah our God. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Jehovah, let the King answer us when we call. Now let's get in to this study of the life of Joseph. And as far as a geographical reference, we're talking about Egypt. And Egypt was at that time one of the most fertile, powerful, and magnificent countries on the earth. And we're going to learn about a land of Goshen. You may have heard about the land of Goshen. In fact, somebody may have almost used it as a byword by saying, well, land of Goshen. Well, that is the land where the children of Israel are going to settle when they are brought into Egypt. And we'll study about that later in this lesson as well. Now, let me read the introduction. The first part is the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph is a beautiful and pathetic one. It is interesting always to young and old, and who can read it without tears? It is most valuable in that it shows how God's providence rules over all, even the envy and wickedness of people, famine and plenty, for the good of all those who serve him. The envy and wickedness of his brethren and the apparent misfortunes of Joseph were stepping stones to his goodness and greatness. His environments were not always favorable to piety and purity. His older brethren in many things set him a bad example. The partiality of his father was not good for his disposition. And yet his character approached perfection as nearly as any in the Old Testament. If, like Joseph, we will also serve God so he can work out his plan and purpose through us, if we truly love him, then he will be with us truly as he was with Joseph in the pit and in the prison, and will cause all things to work together for our good. For, as the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, number two, Joseph's brethren went into Egypt to buy grain. Space does not allow the mention in this lesson of all the facts in Joseph's life. He has been sold into Egypt and has been cast into prison and has been exalted to be the second ruler in Egypt. 7 years of plenty have gone, and 2 years of famine have also passed, and there are 5 more years of famine to come. During this 7 years of plenty, Joseph was busy preparing for the famine. The famine was general, extending over all the face of the earth, and all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy grain. We read about that in the book of Genesis chapter 41, and I do want to read that portion of the text to you. Genesis 41, beginning in verse 53. And the 7 years of plenty that was in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come, according as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, Go unto Joseph, what he saith to you do. And the famine was all over the face of the earth, and Joseph opened the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine was sore in the land of Egypt, and all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was sore in all the earth. This shows the famine was not due to any local cause in Egypt. It says, the sons of Israel came to buy among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves to him with their faces to the earth. Several times in connection with this lesson, it is stated that Joseph's brethren bowed to him. The dreams of Joseph, the fulfillment of which his brethren took every precaution to thwart, were now literally fulfilled over 22 years after he had related them. I want to read to you extensively that part. We're going to begin reading in Genesis chapter 42, and you'll want to take your Bible and follow along with this, because I would like to read Genesis 42, 43, and 44. The Bible's the greatest book that is ever written. And if you will listen, especially if you'll take your Bible and follow along, you'll come to appreciate the reason why the Bible is such a loved book, because of the beautiful way these old stories are told. Let me read this to you now from Genesis 42, beginning in verse 1. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version. Now Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt. And Jacob said unto his sons, Why do you look one upon another? And he said, Behold, I've heard there's grain in Egypt. Get you down thither, and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, Lest peradventure harm befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over all the land. He it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves to him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them. But he made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly with them. And he said unto them, Whence come ye? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, Ye are spies. To see the nakedness of the land are ye come. And they said unto him, Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. He said unto them, Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land are ye come. And they said, We are thy servants. We 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. Joseph said unto them, This it is that I spake unto you, saying, Ye are spies. Hereby shall ye be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and go fetch your brother. And ye shall be bound, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. And they put them all together in ward for 3 days. Now I'm going to begin reading next in Genesis chapter 42 and verse 18. But we're going to have to continue this story in the next class, because we're about out of time for this class session. You make sure you listen every day to these broadcasts, and you'll learn the story of Joseph, one of those beautiful stories of the Old Testament. And visit us when you can at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.